From JMI Wealth, Andrew, obviously more with Richard Arnold shortly. From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good Friday morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Given Trump and the tariffs and what may or may not come to pass, what an interesting revelation yesterday, re-exports.
Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah, US tariffs still very much a live topic for global trade. And certainly the Mexicans, the Canadians, they're going to be on the edge of their seats, aren't they, waiting to hear what Trump tariff verdict is for them specifically. And Mike, he did say it would be, he'd announce that by the 1st of February, so maybe this weekend. But look, it could matter to us as well. Yesterday, we got the latest read on our import-export trade data. Very relevant point of interest here is, as has been widely reported in the last 24 hours, the US over 2024 was the second largest destination for New Zealand export goods. It's now overtaken Australia in that position. And part of me does actually wonder, Mike, the question no one asking is, why haven't our exports to Australia grown in the last 5 years? But that's a separate question anyway. Total value of exports from New Zealand is around $71 billion. 12% of that is headed to the US, approximately, so let's round it out to sort of $9 billion. Now, we are obviously only a small part of total US imports. I mean, we rank outside of the top 50 countries ranked by import value into the US. So we're not going to be top of their list for things to address, but it's important nonetheless. Over the last decade, the value of exports to the US has nearly doubled, and driven to a large degree lately by US imports of meat. So we're talking beef here, we're talking hamburger patties. And we now export more meat to the US than we do to China. So $2.6 billion worth meat exports. And here's another interesting thing, Mike. Meat exports to China fell 32% in 2024 to $2.1 billion. So another question you got to ask there. Anyway, the good news at the high level is that we are reducing our dependency, our concentration risk on China. I balance that out a little bit by sort of acknowledging that the value of exports to China is almost $18 billion. So still quite a long way to go to mitigate that concentration risk, isn't there? But this issue of tariffs, Mike, is a very important one now for us. But there's so many questions here. What will those tariffs be? You know, will they be blanket tariffs? Will they be specific on different countries? So we don't yet understand, and we need to, what impact that will have on demand for our specific products. So where does the risk fall? Because if you have sort of a blanket tariff, then you're basically putting that risk onto the US consumer, aren't you? You're asking them to still pick us. So none of this is an overnight issue, of course, so it will play out over time, but still a fair more questions there than there are answers at the moment.
And speaking of questions, you're one about Australia's very good, so I've drummed up the Trade Minister and he'll be with us after 7 o'clock.
Good.
So stay tuned, Andrew. Now, these confidence levels in business, what are we reading into this? I'm seeing some light.
Yeah, there is light, but it's really interesting. So let's bring it back to local level. What's business confidence looking like in Aotearoa to start 2025? Context. My context is always important. One of the key features as we closed out 2024 was a marked increase, significant lift in business confidence levels. They soared, actually, certainly in the ANZ Business Outlook, to levels that I thought were inconsistent with or out of kilter with actual levels of activity. But you can't ignore people feeling better about their prospects, can you, Mike? You can't ignore that. First report of 2025 has seen the top taken off of some of that optimism. Headline business confidence fallen 8 points to plus 54. Own activity has eased 4 points to plus 46. Both are still very high. Past own activity, that's more closely correlated to GDP. The dreaded here and now, that's stable on zero. Slightly more interesting, potentially problematic, evidence of price and cost indicators lifting. What does it all mean, Mike? To me, it looks like activity did lift towards the end of last year, so we'll probably see a rebound in Q4 GDP from terrible numbers Q2, Q3. Bit of a reality check for business, though. Interest rate relief will take a while to feed through to increased activity. Now, underlying it, there's a bit of a trend in rising cost and price expectations. That is a little red flag for inflation.
I need numbers.
And you'll get them. Dow Jones up 91 points, 44,804. That's 0.2%. The S&P 500 up 0.3%, 6058. The Nasdaq sort of lurking, bouncing up and down, plus and minus. At the moment, it's down 37 points, 19,594. The FTSE 100 overnight gained over 1%. 8646 was the close there. The Nikkei up 0.25%, 39513. China's still closed for lunar holiday. The ASX 200 yesterday gained just over 0.5%, closing at 8494. Unfortunately, we lost 0.57% on the NZX 50 yesterday. That's 75 basis points, closing at 12,928. Kiwi dollar, 0.5652 against the US, 0.9068 Aussie, 0.5424 euro, 0.4538 pounds, 87.29 Japanese yen is the cross. Gold up a little bit, $2,791. Brent crude, $77.12.
You're worth every cent we pay you. Go well. JMIWealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher.